Coming up next, is the employee gap really an issue? And then Netflix fires a big warning shot. People are quitting their jobs that they just started. Plus, I'm going to coach you up. Let's get started. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where we give you the competitive edge to win in your work by making more money and more impact. Full disclosure, folks, my ears are coming in and out here, so we'll see if I can get that fixed. All right, let's dive right in here. So I hear all the time about the employment gap. There's a big employment gap. Big employment gap. Oh, it's a big employment gap. All right, so what are we talking about? So the gap is, here's where we are right now. This is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. There are about 11.5 million job openings right now in the United States. And there's only 5.9 million people unemployed. Now, these are people who aren't choosing to be unemployed. So you have people who are retiring all the time. So when it all shakes out, this is the gap they're talking about. Is there any wonder why we're in a now prolonged season of inflation? Just to help you understand that when companies are desperate for people and they are offering really nice employment packages, including salary or hourly rate, plus benefits, plus education reimbursements, plus, then other companies have to go, well, gosh, if they're doing it, we have to do it. And so it becomes this ante. And so here's where we are. You've got this huge need for people because we saw the job economy expand during the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic. It didn't contract. And so now it's like, oh, there's a big employment gap. We can't find people. Now, I'm speaking to you, the people, but I'm also speaking to you, the people that are leaders. Because you have to hire people. You have to attract, you have to acquire, and you have to retain people. And to the extent that you can't, some of you are in management positions, leadership positions, and you're fraying out, your people are fraying out, and your big complaint is, and it's legit, it's, I can't find people. And so I want to address this. Because there is a way to compete and there is a way to win. There's a way to attract, acquire, and retain people. There just is. So I read a Forbes article that even in the midst of the Great Resignation, as companies scramble to find workers, there are talented people who can't seem to find a job. Okay, so I want to come at this from two ways. Some people are saying, I still can't find a job. And I'm going to tell you, if you can't find a job in today's economy, you aren't looking in the right place and you aren't going about it the right way. Now, I'm not saying that to scold you. I'm actually saying that to challenge you and hopefully encourage you. Look at those numbers. 11.5 million job openings, 5.9 million employed. If you aren't getting a job, you are looking in the wrong places and you are going about it the wrong way. Sometimes both. And I'm not going to dive into this. From Paycheck to Purpose is a wonderful field guide to get you in and get you moving up. It's a best-selling book. Get it at kencoleman.com. I'll do all of the teaching and guiding in that book. We have a Get Hired course at kencoleman.com. You ought to check that out, too. It's very, very affordable. So, but let's set this, because if you just watch and listen to the media, you just kind of hear about this and you just shake your head. But I want to remind you that in a healthy capitalistic economy, you will always have more jobs than job seekers. Is it always this big of a gap? No. But this is a sign of a healthy job economy. In other words, the future's bright. The now is extremely bright. So, there is a process by which you companies, you leaders out there, can attract, acquire, and retain talent. This is the competitive edge for you leaders that are watching and listening. Those of you who are going to eventually step into leadership, don't check out. Because I got news for you. If you're going to get promoted in your career, 9.5 times out of 10, when you get promoted, you will eventually promote yourself by your actions into a role of leadership. So why, and we're going to cover this later in the program, why are people leaving jobs they just started within 3 to 6 months? I'll tell you why. Their human needs aren't being met at work. Leaders make this stuff so complicated, but there's three primary human needs that people need met at work. Number one, they want to see meaning and purpose in their work. Two, they want to be recognized for their unique contribution. Three, they want a relationship with their leader. So let's talk about getting the right people in the right seat. Because it's not about just getting good people, it's about getting the right people. This is why I teach what I teach on the Sweet Spot, because as a leader, I know if I've got to hire a position that does this, 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 and this, then I should be able to, before I ever start the hiring process, say, I need somebody who's good at these things, that's talent. I need somebody who enjoys doing these things, that's passion. And then I need somebody who cares deeply about these results, that's mission. So what I teach for the individual for being on purpose in your sweet spot is the same process by which leaders need to say, from every person, from the janitor to the CEO, you ought to be spending 75% or more of your day using what you do best talent, doing work you love passion, producing results that matter to you mission. So if we can start out by saying, okay, I'm hiring this, this, and this, and you go, what makes our company stand out? Is it salary? Not anymore. Is it benefits? Not anymore. Everybody's kind of playing this thing like an arms race. Well, they just put a bunch of rockets over on this border. Now we got to put some rockets over here, right? The old history lesson of Gorbachev and Reagan and Star Wars, it was called, you know, and all these satellite systems and nuclear capabilities. And it was Russia and United States and Russia. This was the 80s. This is what companies are doing. So that doesn't make you stand out anymore, because now everybody's up in the ante. I sent a story to Alex over the weekend. Walmart is now offering students right out of college an opportunity for a new position. I forget what they called it. It's in the article. We'll share it here on the show. They start out at $65,000 and got a quick path to $200,000. Walmart. Yeah. Easy, Nathan. Please don't turn your resignation in today. You don't want to manage a Walmart. But this is what's going on. It's an arms race. So what happens is, number one, we got to share a narrative. This is who we're looking for. This is the work, and this is the result. And now also we go, no, I want that. So now we're attracting people. Now we acquire them by going, hey, this is an opportunity to find meaning and purpose in your work. This is an opportunity because in this culture, we're going to recognize you. We're going to develop you in your uniqueness. And then third, I'm going to be your coach, not your boss. Okay, that's the acquiring. And retaining is, we continue this. We continue to stay in touch and make sure that they are developing, that they are growing. And here's the deal. As I said the other day, if you take care of the people you have, you'll never want for the people you need. Yes, there's a gap, but you can cut through. You can win by getting the right people in the right seat of the bus and showing them a path to a better life. Coming up, Netflix fires a warning shot to their employees. We'll break it down next. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you. We are giving you the competitive edge to make more money and make more impact in your professional life. Because I'm going to tell you something. If your work life sucks or it's boring, it's going to start to have an impact on your personal life. So I want to be your professional coach. You are welcome to call in 844-747-2577. We'll get to our coaching session in just a moment. But one of the ways that we help you get the competitive edge are these small kind of cohorts, these free classes we're offering throughout the month of May. Every Thursday night is when we've been doing it, continuing the process. It's a crash course to help you boost your career skills. So upskilling, leveling up is our goal here. This Thursday, May 19th, is a branding crash course. If you're interested in doing branding work, again, a lot of different professional positions can be acquired, and you can be very versatile and very valuable if you're a branding expert. So think marketing is the role, if you will, but branding is the skill. And this is a course for those of you who are interested in marketing or creative. I'll be joined by Ramsey Solutions Senior Creative Officer Tim Newton, who is our in-house branding expert at Ramsey Solutions. Sign up by going to RamseySolutions.com/crash courses. That's RamseySolutions.com/crash courses. I want to say a big hello to our YouTube crazies. These are our fine folks that join us live on YouTube, and they get in the chat room. They're encouraging each other. They're commenting on what I'm wearing, what I'm doing, you know, all kinds of nonsense. A lot of fun. I love them to death. Hello, folks. All right. One of the things they love the most is when I crinkle the paper, and I think we might have to do it a couple times in our In the News segment. All right. If there was ever an article that needed some paper crinkling, this is the one. Netflix is growing a pair. Hey, yeah, finally. Finally, a giant corporation has decided to stop quaking in their boots at the sign of a mouse. Right? You know, the old elephant terrified of the little mouse? This is what corporate America has become in our age of wokeism and snowflakery. Right? 15 people go on Twitter and get the giant corporation to tremble. So Netflix was one of those. Dave Chappelle, well-known comedian who basically makes fun of everybody and everything. He's brutal. He's blue. And he's also hilarious. And so his recent special was met with big resistance from some of the snowflakes. At Netflix. And so they staged a walkout, and then they leaked some data, all kinds of stuff. You could go look up the story. I'm not going to break that story down, but this is the response. Netflix fires us from dailywire.com, our friends here in Nashville. Netflix fires a major warning shot at its woke employees with a new culture memo. A new corporate culture memo from Netflix is taking a hardline stance on attempts to silence artistic expression by warning those who are offended by the streaming services content that they may want to go find a job somewhere else. Slow clap earned. Finally, a company brave enough to say, if you don't agree with what we're doing, take your wokery and your snowflakery and leave. Very simple. Very simple. Doesn't that feel better? It's kind of like the first time you burp a baby and that baby's all gassy, and you finally teach that baby and that baby lets out a real good one. I mean, it doesn't everybody feel better? I feel better because I know the baby feels better. You can see the baby can't even talk, but they're just like, they go from to. And I just think that's what just happened. Netflix burped the baby. You know, how hard was that? Well, they did it. This is from the actual statement, the actual memo. If you'd find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you. The memo states, later adding that employees may be required to work on projects that they perceive to be harmful. And if they have a hard time accepting their work assignment, they may want to consider working somewhere else. Well, that's genius. Absolute genius. Okay, next story. People are quitting jobs that they just started. Over half of employees who joined new companies in the past 6 months are eyeing the exits, according to new data from Lattice. This is a Fast Company article. In a survey Lattice conducted of 2,000 U.S. employees, over half of all employees who had been in their role for under 6 months reported that they were actively looking for something new. This is 52% of those in their current seat for under 3 months. Holy smokes. And 59% who've been in their role for 3 to 6 months. Now let me tell you something. This ties into what I led the program with today. And you got to break this down. Okay. And fortunate for you, I'm your guide. All right. When you've got 52% of those that have been in their current job for under 3 months eyeing the exits, and 59% have been in their role between 3 to 6 months eyeing the exits. We've got ourselves a behavior problem. And leaders, just like parents, you got to be aware of what's driving the behavior problem. All right, so the behavior problem here is we got roving eyes. You know, it's like the dude who gets married and under 3 months, he's looking for an affair. What? We have some deep-seated issues going on. So what's happening? Okay, a couple things. Number one, these people took a paycheck. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying this is not a moral character issue as much as it. Well, it is a slight bit of a character issue, actually. It's like, wait a second. I just took the paycheck. I didn't look in to see if the culture's good. I didn't even, and maybe they don't know. That's why I do what I do. Maybe they don't even know what a sweet spot looks like. Maybe they don't think talent plus passion plus mission equals significance. But they took a paycheck, and inside of 3 months, they're going, I got to get out of here. That's one problem. People just took a paycheck and they didn't think about culture. They didn't think about fit. So now they're going, oh, wow. All right. I jumped into this relationship and I'm like, whoa, I want to get out. Now, the second problem is you do have companies that are misleading candidates. Companies are desperate. They're freaking out. And the data shows that a lot of candidates are getting into a job. And when you're looking to leave in less than 3 months or between 3 to 6 months, and you don't have character issues and you did do your homework, and you feel like, hey, this felt like this was right. And we're seeing studies and data where companies are essentially lying to people to get them in the door. And I'm just going to be really honest with you here. That is preying upon people's emotions by saying, I'm going to get them in and hope that they feel guilty about leaving or that they're worried about their long-term brand as a job hopper. We see that all the time. So this is manipulation, folks, by crappy leaders, dishonest leaders who are desperate. By the way, who among us does a lot of good things when we're desperate? It's real. So, again, hiring the right person for the right seat and then recognizing them for their unique contribution and then being their coach, not their boss, actively every day engaging like a coach does. This is the secret sauce of leadership. This is the way that you help people stay with you longer, is they see a better life through the growth that they're going to have with you. Stop making it so hard, leaders. All right, last piece. I'll get to this quick. U.S. warns of discrimination and using artificial intelligence. Well, now this is, I hate big government. I can't stand when government starts to get involved. But the government is noticing something here. The artificial intelligence technology to screen candidates is now starting to discriminate people with disabilities based on job monitoring software. Are you kidding me? And if you type too slow, they think, oh, you got a disability? You ought to see me type, folks. I'm awful, but I'd still be a good hire. This AI stuff is dangerous. Coaching up next. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Colbert Show. The things we talk about during the break, folks. Nathan, the director, told me today, he goes, I like the V-neck. I said, thank you very much. He said, I'm serious. He goes, I really do. I'm serious. I said, great. I said, notice it's not a deep V, though, because I'm not a worship pastor. If you are a worship pastor at a church, then the deep V is part of your uniform. I am not sparing the audience from too much chest coverage, or not enough is actually what that is. So anyway, fun stuff. I know the audience is talking about it too. It was like, what's the deal with the t-shirt? Hey, what? I can't wear a t-shirt. Everyone, this is a dress t-shirt. All right. Come on. Summertime. All right, come on. So there you go. 844-747-2577. Let's get to the chat room really quick. Is there anything in here? Let's see. Oh, Gary Spratt says, hey, Ken, you should go see Striper tonight. What? Okay, there's no scenario by which I go see Striper. Even if they call me up and they give me tickets on the front row, I'm not going to go see Striper. It's not my jam. Let's see here. A couple other things. I love getting into the chat room here and see what's going on. Let's see. Oh, this one guy says, he's got a crazy name. He's got two offers. So I like to see this. Two offers coming in. I saw this earlier. You know who you are. Let me just give you a quick thing on the two offers because I don't want to hold us up because there's so many comments in the chat room right now. This is great. So anytime you get two offers, here's my advice on two offers. All right. We always want to run both offers through the long-term lens. So many people, we talked about this on the program earlier today. So many people are already looking for new jobs in their first 3 to 6 months. This is coming out of this big great resignation that's been happening. Almost 40 million workers have changed jobs since August 2021. So a lot of people chase a paycheck and now they're going, it's not what I thought. And so they want to move on. So whenever you get two job offers, here's what you do. Okay, because here's what's great. We've got this emotion going on to where we feel so good about ourselves. I am so loved. Two companies want me, right? You got to be careful. So we got to, okay, look, because a lot of times our brain goes, what's the best now? Company A, 5,000 more, 10,000 more, 15, 20,000 more, great benefits, all of that. But I don't know that it's a long-term play for me. I don't know that it puts me on the path that I want to be on. Option B pays a little bit less. It's got more opportunities to grow. So here's my point. Whatever it plays out, don't get sucked in to the short-term play. Always, 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 when you've got two options, both look good, I want the one that pays off long-term. Long-term is always the play. It's going to require some patience early on, especially when it's involving you saying no to something that, oh gosh, it feels really good in the moment. Because here's what happens. Your brain's telling you you're an idiot. You're passing up on all this short-term good. But I'm not interested in short-term good. Watch. I'm interested in long-term best. That's the decision process. So there, I wanted to give that advice to whoever said that. I'm sorry I couldn't find your name. All right. The job search, as you know, even in today's world with so many jobs available, can be long and lonely. ZipRecruiter gets this. They know that you're getting ghosted, that you're not hearing anything at all. And so their artificial intelligence does the work for you. They send you jobs that you can apply to with one click, and they're constantly promoting you to companies that are paying them for access to you. So you stand out. It's free to use. ZipRecruiter.com, ZipRecruiter.com. All right, one more coaching session. William is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. William, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you doing today,
sir? I'm living the dream, William. What's up?
Well, I was calling in to get your advice on something. I currently own a mobile food trailer, and I'm getting burned out, and I'm looking to go into real estate based on a broker that gave me a really good compliment, thinks I would make a really good real estate agent. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, is that the right move
I don't know. For me? Are you making money in this food truck?
I'm doing okay. I'm able to make my expenses and whatnot, but
are you doing really, all the work?
Pretty much, yes, sir. I have to wear all the hats. And I went throughout the winter, and it's just a lot. It's a lot on my plate. I don't have the same passion and drive that I once did.
Let me ask you this.
4 years ago.
What if I solved all of your stress problems? And we won't get into the details, but let's say that I fixed it for you. Okay, snap my fingers, poof. You're not having to do as much. We get the right help in there. It makes sense to your balance sheet. And this thing starts to grow and you're not slammed. Are you still calling me about real estate? Are you even interested in real estate?
I have, yes, because I have thought about real estate a little over a year ago. I was looking into it. Mm-hmm. It just feels like I want to do something else. I will probably still maintain my business, at least seasonally.
Well, you won't be able to unless you hire somebody to do it.
Correct. So that's what my intention would be.
All right. So here's my advice. Okay. Here's mm-hmm. how you figure it out. You called and said, how do I know if real estate's right for me? Very simple process that I wrote about extensively in my book, From Paycheck to Purpose. It's called Clarify and Verify. Clarify and Verify. And this involves good old fashioned, the spirit of a college student who's writing a term paper. And you're doing research on, is it a good fit for me to be a real estate agent? And how you do that is you study and you interview people. You study, what's it going to cost to get in? What does the data say about success? How long does it take the winning realtors, those who stay with it, not those that drop out, how long does it take them to get up and going and really making good money? What's the real estate market in your area? Just some good old-fashioned study and research. And then the other thing is taking what you've learned and running it by successful realtors. So this broker who's called you out, presumably this broker says, you could work for me, right?
Yes, sir.
So I wouldn't just get the advice of this broker, because this broker is obviously invested in trying to get you in, which is great. So I'd sit with this broker and ask everything and everything and everything and everything and anything and everything and anything and everything, and just get a total view of the good, the bad, and the ugly of being a real estate agent, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then I want you to repeat that process with two or three other very successful real estate agents. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because you need to get a picture and be able to get such a clear picture that you could taste and smell this. Shadow one of them if they'll let you. And get an idea of what it's going to take to win.
Okay.
All right? And then
yes,
if you do verify, so that's the clarify, and then verify is your heart. So you want to get so much information in the clarify process that the brain is overwhelmed with the information and your brain stays in the logic role. Because brains are good for logic. Hearts are great for decisions. Make sense? So the brain's function is to gather and sort. The heart's role is to decide. And my point is when getting all that information, your heart's either going to get excited and beat a little faster, and there's your sign that you would feel the juice doing this. So don't overthink it. Just do what I said. Clarify and verify. And your heart, now you got to have the guts to follow your heart. Because if it's a yes, you got to do it. Now, what are you going to do in the meantime? So in the few remaining seconds I have with you, this is some forward advice. Assuming you decide, yes, real estate's right for me, you're going to have to at some point make the move full time into real estate. So to the extent, I know you're burned out, so you're going to have to make enough money to put some money aside so that you've got 3 to 6 months of living expenses. This is above and beyond what we teach with the emergency fund. Because you're going to have to go all in on real estate to win. You can't do part-time real estate. You just can't. I mean, you can do it for a little season, but to really make it go, you have to be all in. And I would, to that end, I would look up Buffini and Company, Buffini and Company. Brian Buffini's the best in the business of training real estate agents to win big. He's my friend. Go check them out if you pull this trigger. Hey, you matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Money should be fun, not stressful. I'm Rachel Cruze, and I'll show you practical tips on how to save money in your everyday life and get out of debt even faster on The Rachel Cruze Show. I'll show you that you can take control of your money and create a life you love. Listen to The Rachel Cruze Show wherever you listen to podcasts.